Good morning. Well, I've been talking to several people from several different areas and been looking on the internet, and I've noticed that there's a lot of fear-mongering going on. You hear about the asteroid, you hear about the Illuminati. I'm talking about metaphysical fear-mongering. And I thought, you know, we need to get a hold of ourselves and realize what we believe in. I know there are many things about sensationalism that get lots of people attention. But when we get into that fear possessiveness, we've forgotten who we are and what we stand for. We forget that if we are God, then we are love. And sometimes we need to be reminded of some of the things metaphysical. So I would like to talk about the 23rd Psalm. There's always answers everywhere. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We know metaphysically that the word Lord also is interpreted metaphysically as law. So we can interpret this as when we're living under God's law or metaphysical laws, that everything we need is given to us, and we shall not want for anything. Our needs will be met. He maketh me to rest in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Well, I would like to say he, she makes me. Because there's male and female in everything. But we are made to be in these green, fertile pastures. And how do we find these spiritual pastures? We find them in meditation, where our soul and our spirit can be regenerated, and we can remember who we are, that we're loving beings no matter what vibration and what planet we're on. It's up to us to tune in to who we really are. He leads me beside the still waters. Water has always been interpreted sometimes as that soul of you, that spirit of you. Sometimes it can't rest. But when we do our part and we meditate and we go along with natural law, we can find that place of peace that could calm our waters within us. We don't need to listen to what someone else tells us. We need to learn to listen to that God spirit within us. That's what this vibration is about today on the planet. This restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That I am consciousness. It leads us through the paths of our rightful inheritance of who we are in remembering, I am. I am that I am. I am that spirit of love. I am that spirit of peace. I am that spirit of joy. And where love abides, fear is annihilated. So let's forget about those things. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Many times, as metaphysicians, when we're walking through life, most of us have heard of the dark night of the soul. That's usually the most traumatic thing we ever go through. But yet part of life is looking at tragedy and looking at it in a different way. Even though we might walk in sorrow, we don't have to fear, for that wonderful master spirit is within us. Metaphysically, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I've been told by spirit many times that those people who are enlightened have earned the staff. We see so many times Jesus with the staff. That's the male sign. the female sign is a rod. Within us, as we learn to meditate and we learn to go within and we learn the goodness of love and God and develop our spirit, we become more enlightened to where someday we have this wonderful protection of that wonderful oversoul that handles that rod and thy staff as we grow into that. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I can tell you, I've been in a court of law before. And there's one thing they don't like is if you're sitting there calmly beaming love. And I was doing this for a friend. And the person doing the testifying against my friend called her attorney up and had me leave the courtroom. She couldn't find light. There's power in that. It's using who we are and what we are for the good. You see, there are many times when we emanate the light or someone emanates the light, there are those people who do not understand the light, are afraid of the light. So they want to destroy the light or get rid of the light so they can be comfortable in their own self-pity or wherever they are that the light repulses them. But this is a beautiful, beautiful verse. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. When we do what we are led to do in metaphysics, every Sunday we say, I give with love, and I have enough to share. We've had wonderful miracle moments where not only does it come back, but it always comes back overflowing. Every time, if we give it with love, that's the secret. The secret in life is we give it without fear. We give it with love. And when we're talking about giving and living in love, there are many of us that have had to acquire jobs while we had families that perhaps we didn't like. And we go, oh, I got to do my passion. I have to do my passion. I hate this job. Bah, 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 bah. You can learn to serve the universe and God no matter where you are. When you're doing God's will, being a servant of love, giving respect, giving peace, giving joy, giving love, that will have a tremendous effect on you to the point where you will forget that you dislike that job. I've been there. I've done it. You see, what we're called upon on this earth plane is to grow in enlightenment. And that doesn't mean sitting on the left side or the right side of God Almighty. That means giving peace and love wherever you are, just like in the miracle moment. Being candles to someone that you're around, strangers. That's what makes your life fulfilling, and it makes their life fulfilling, and that changes the vibration all around the earth plane, one by one by one. Faith destroys fear. And then the end, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will never give up those metaphysical laws because we can prove them to ourselves by the way we live. And in metaphysical law, these laws are true on all planes of life and existence. Everything has to be the same truth on all existence or it's not truth. For instance, in music, you have do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. If I could sing it, I could sing it. But it's the same in the lowest register as it is the highest register. The same notes, different vibrations of sound. So when we begin to understand and put metaphysical law into practice, then we've got it made no matter what plane we're on. So what do you have to fear but fear itself? And we all have a choice. If we're hearing someone tell us about fear and what's going to happen, I have a friend that said something to someone when they were trying to say this fear-mongering one day. And she said, "Well, I'm sorry for you, but it doesn't apply to me." So she was very vocal, and that's what she said. But you know, you could quietly say, "I'm sorry that you're in that fearful vibration, but I know better. It might be true for you today, but for me, and I know better in my heart because I know metaphysical law. I understand who I am. I understand who you are." And if we go back to the stations of the cross again, faith over fear, love over hate. It works on all levels. It works all time. When you put these things into practice and you see that it works for you, that's where you can have faith and trust. You trust the law without doubt. You trust the law that your life and your universe is safe. And the important thing in this day and age of electronics and instant announcements of anything negative, not that it's changed so much, but we hear everything all over the world like that if we listen to it. But if we tune into those things negatively, we add to that negative vibration. But if we replace what we hear with that love and peace, that is a stronger vibration and nullifies some of that fear that's out in the universe. So I just wanted to say, all is well in your world. All is well today. Not all is well with everyone. But that truly is none of our business. Our business is to send them love anyway. Our business is to observe it without criticism and love that God spark within them so that maybe they'll awaken into something, that budding seed that's within inside them, that budding God that's yearning for love. That budding God that has not felt that love of the heart center yet because they're still running into fear. Life is good, and we all stand here and are seated here with that loving hand of God. And so I just want to say thank you for all your love. Thank you for all your peace. Thank you, just like when the gentleman, John, came last Sunday and walked in and gave the miracle moment. As soon as he walked in, he felt that peace. He felt that love. He felt it instantly. That's not created by one person. That's created by the all. So God bless you all. Bless you.